During the week of August 8 to August 14, the Westman RCMP dealt with 72 police occurrences. August 8 RCMP were dispatched to Verdun for a report that an intoxicated male and female attempted to purchase a bag of chips from a local business. When their card didn't work, they turned and left with the chips. August 8 RCMP received a report of mischief to a vehicle that occurred on 8th Avenue in Verdun. Investigation is ongoing. Anyone with any information pertaining to this crime is encouraged to contact the Verdun RCMP. An anonymous tip can also be submitted via Crime Stoppers. August 8 RCMP were dispatched to Sioux Valley for a report of an intoxicated male rolling outside in his underwear. Once located, the male advised he had pain in his ribs and back. He was transported to the hospital by EMS for further assistance. August 9 RCMP received a report that an individual going by the name of Tyler Perry on Facebook sent a message to our victim saying that she won $500,000 and a vehicle. Mr. Perry explained that RCMP allegedly had the FedEx truck pulled over which contained the car and money, so $300 was required to release the winnings, not true. Approximately $240 was sent in the form of Google cards to Mr. Perry before realizing this was a scam. The investigation is ongoing. August 10 RCMP were dispatched to Melita for a report of a neighbor dispute. The caller reported that her neighbor cut branches off the trees that were on his side of the property. She feared this would harm the tree and detract from a future house sale. The caller was advised that this was not criminal. August 10 RCMP were dispatched to Verdun for a report of a break and enter that occurred at a local business. A snowblower and various tools were amongst the stolen items. The investigation is ongoing. August 10 RCMP received a report of a fraud in excess of $68,000. The investigation is ongoing. August 11 RCMP were dispatched to Sioux Valley for a report of an assault. Upon police arrival, the 33-year-old male suspect evaded police. He has been identified and a warrant for his arrest is being sought. August 12 RCMP were dispatched to Sioux Valley for a report of an intoxicated male outside yelling. When police arrived, a family member advised police that he went to bed. August 13 RCMP were dispatched to Verdun for a report that a male was struck in the head with a baton. Police attended and located two injured people with head injuries. A youth male suspect was identified. He was subsequently located and arrested for two counts of aggravated assault, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and for possession of a prohibited weapon. He was released with a future court date on the condition that he have no contact or communication with the victims. The accused and victims were known to each other. August 13 RCMP were dispatched to a report of an intoxicated driver driving around Sioux Valley. The vehicle was later located in a ditch. Subsequent to investigation, a 41-year-old male was arrested for impaired operation of a conveyance and read the breath demand. He was transported back to the Verdun detachment where he provided his breath sample that was over three times the legal limit. The male then refused to provide a second sample, so he is being charged with impaired operation of a conveyance, and for refusing to provide a breath sample. The vehicle was also impounded for 180 days. August 14 RCMP received a call on Highway 1 in the RM of Wallace Woodworth. It was reported that the caller was locked out of her vehicle, possibly intentionally by her cats. She received help from a Good Samaritan who was passing by. Westman RCMP also responded to two other traffic collisions, four false alarms and five calls under the mental health ACT. 14 traffic enforcement actions were undertaken during this reporting period. Corporal Kevin Bruce Verdun RCMP.